Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to him that hath no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait for Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thus saith Jehovah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he hath understanding and knoweth me, that I am Jehovah who exercises loving kindness, justice and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Jehovah. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, trying him, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the great and first commandment. Let us pray. Almighty and most gracious Father, we thank thee for thy grace and truth, for the joy of fellowship with thy people, for the gift of eternal life, and for thy servants who guide us in scholarly work. Enable us by thy Spirit to think clearly about the fundamental issues of life, to make right decisions in a decisive age, and to live by faith. Amen.
Let us read responsively. Where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
We are met together this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to induct Dr. John Carleton into his ministry among us. He comes to us not merely as the servant of men, but as the servant of God. He has been prompted to his labors among us by inward constraint and outward call, and it is fitting that we should enter into covenant with him this day to fulfill our ministry together as those who would gladly learn and gladly teach. Dean Brown.
Mr. President, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. John Carlton, Professor of Preaching, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him company.
Dean Brown, it is my joy upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary to invite Dr. Carlton to enter formally upon his calling among us. Dr. Carlton, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the will to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and to be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Jesus Christ. May the God of truth bless what we have done this day, that we may know his will and do it in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you without blemish before the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now, and forever.